Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a talk about an explorer and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Good morning. The subject of today's talk is the explorer Thor Heyerdahl. First of all, I'll give you some background information before going on to look at his career, achievements, and finally his main publications and awards. Heyerdahl was born in Larvik in southern Norway in 1914. He studied zoology and geography at the University of Oslo, but gave it up and then made his first expedition to Polynesia from 1937 to 1938. While he was staying in Polynesia, Heyerdahl became interested in how the islands were first inhabited. He had the idea that humans came with the ocean currents from the west. Now, I'd like to look at his career. After giving up his study of geography, he set out to prove his theories. How did he attempt to test his theories? Well, to begin with, in 1947, he built a raft named the Kon-Tiki, and then with five companions crossed from Peru to Polynesia in 101 days. The main idea he wanted to prove was that the cultures of the ancient world were linked by sailors who could cross oceans. After the success of the Kon-Tiki expedition, Heyerdahl continued to travel. He organized the Norwegian Archaeological Expedition to the Galapagos Islands in 1952, before leading an expedition to Easter Island from 1955 to 1956. In addition to this, during 1969 and 1970, he sailed two more rafts, Ra 1 and Ra 2, across the Atlantic to show that ancient Egyptians had contact with South America. What will Heyerdahl be remembered for? Well, most people believe his greatest achievement was the Kon-Tiki expedition. However, all his expeditions and ideas had a great influence on anthropology and archaeology. Moving on to his publications, the most famous were the Kon-Tiki expedition in 1948, the Ra expeditions in 1970, and the Tigris expedition in 1980. Finally, I'd like to turn to his awards. He received many awards during his lifetime. Two of the most important were his election to the Norwegian Academy of Sciences in 1958 and then the American Academy of Science in 1960. Furthermore, his film of the Kon-Tiki expedition won an Oscar in 1951 for Best Documentary Feature. Thor Heyerdahl died in 2002 at his home in Italy.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Good morning. The subject of today's talk is the explorer Thor Heyerdahl. First of all, I'll give you some background information before going on to look at his career, achievements, and finally his main publications and awards. Heyerdahl was born in Larvik in southern Norway in 1914. He studied zoology and geography at the University of Oslo, but gave it up and then made his first expedition to Polynesia from 1937 to 1938. While he was staying in Polynesia, Heyerdahl became interested in how the islands were first inhabited. He had the idea that humans came with the ocean currents from the west. Now, I'd like to look at his career. After giving up his study of geography, he set out to prove his theories. How did he attempt to test his theories? Well, to begin with, in 1947, he built a raft named the Kon-Tiki, and then with five companions crossed from Peru to Polynesia in 101 days. The main idea he wanted to prove was that the cultures of the ancient world were linked by sailors who could cross oceans. After the success of the Kon-Tiki expedition, Heyerdahl continued to travel. He organized the Norwegian archaeological expedition to the Galapagos Islands in 1952, before leading an expedition to Easter Island from 1955 to 1956. In addition to this, during 1969 and 1970, he sailed two more rafts, Ra 1 and Ra 2, across the Atlantic to show that ancient Egyptians had contact with South America. What will Heyerdahl be remembered for? Well, most people believe his greatest achievement was the Kon-Tiki expedition. However, all his expeditions and ideas had a great influence on anthropology and archaeology. Moving on to his publications, the most famous were the Kon-Tiki expedition in 1948, the Ra expeditions in 1970, and the Tigris expedition in 1980. Finally, I'd like to turn to his awards. He received many awards during his lifetime. Two of the most important were his election to the Norwegian Academy of Sciences in 1958 and then the American Academy of Science in 1960. Furthermore, his film of the Kon-Tiki expedition won an Oscar in 1951 for Best Documentary Feature. Thor Heyerdahl died in 2002 at his home in Italy.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 2 to 6, listen to a conversation between a student representative and the principal of the College Board of Governors. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 2 to 6. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Okay, I accept what you're saying about the library and the equipment and some of the staff. I'll raise those issues with the Board of Governors. Now, you want to discuss late-night parties in the halls of residence, right?
Yes, they're a problem. A lot of students have complained about them. There seem to be more and more parties in people's rooms these days, and they're really noisy. You know, loud music, everyone talking at the top of their voices, dancing. They often go on for hours, and nobody else can do any work. That's the problem.
That's not fair, is it? A lot of students study in the evenings in their room. They need some peace and quiet.
Exactly.
Let's see. There are several ways to deal with this. We could agree to ban parties in rooms, or we could only allow parties after the exams. What do you think?
Well, the good thing is that it's fair to everyone, but the bad thing is that it wouldn't be very popular. I mean, everyone likes parties, don't they? It's part of our education. Suppose we let each floor of the hall have one party each semester. That'd reduce the number of parties a lot.
Maybe, but there would still be quite a lot of noise when each floor had their party. No, to be honest, I don't think that's the right thing to do. What other things can we do?
How about letting the students book a room in the main building for parties? You could charge a small fee and tell them that they have to book, say, 4 weeks in advance. I think most people would accept that.
Yes, good idea. That's the best solution, I think. Okay, so the next thing to do is for me to talk to everyone. How about if I attend your next student union meeting? I could explain the proposal there.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.